text for the gospel today, for the Christmas day, is from Luke 2, verses 1 through 20, but especially these words from 2, verse 7. "And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger." And the title for the sermon today is Christmas for the Kings. Now, what does this mean? Christmas is for the Kings, or Christmas for the Kings. I know that my daughters might hear Christmas and Kings and think it has something to do with candy, those peppermint shepherd staff looking peppermints, but that's not what it means. Some might think Kings is a family's last name, something like Howard and Loretta Kane, but that too is not quite right, although it is in the ballpark. The spelling I have in mind is not K-A-N-E-S, and it's not C-A-N-E-S, but C-A-I-N-S, as in Cain, the son of Adam, and the S makes it plural, meaning all who are Cain-like. Cain was the firstborn son of Genesis, the firstborn, the first birth in the Bible. Recall from Genesis, it says, "Now Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, 'I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord.' And again, she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground." So far, so good, right? Cain, though he should be famous for being the firstborn of the earth, is not so much remembered for being the firstborn, but for being the first murderer, the very first who sinned against his neighbor in the most unlawful way. Christmas for the Kings, then, is a message about the purpose of Christmas, how Jesus comes to be the true firstborn and the bearer of forgiveness. Christmas for the Kings, one who fills the role for being the perfect firstborn son, one who is obedient to God's law and loves, not hates his neighbor, one who cares and does not kill, one who covers the shame of the biggest failings and the smallest failings of Cain's life by his cross and his death. He covers all the anger, all the rage, all the bloody murder, all so that Cain, the first murderer, can go to heaven as a beloved true son of God, beloved by the Father through faith in Jesus the Messiah. Christmas is for the Kings. Christmas Day is known also throughout the world as a day when children open presents. As you know, most bad children don't get good presents on Christmas. Someone seems to know if you've been naughty or nice, a Cain or an Abel. Presents are the rewards for being good all year, and the fruit of a child's good behavior is harvested at Christmas time. Most people grew up thinking that Christmas is for the Abels. I was able not to smack my brother Tommy in the face as much as I did last year. I was able not to scream in the house. I was able to help more around the house with chores, able to do my homework, able to be kind, able to pay my taxes on time, able to make it to church, able, able, able. Then Christmas comes, rewards. But Abels don't have Christ at the center of their Christmas. They have rewards that you can wrap, rather than the babe who is wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger. Abels don't want or need to come to church on Christmas Day or other Sundays of the church year. They are too busy tending to their presents. Or if their bodies come to church, their hearts and their minds are still at home on their iPod and their Elmo doll. The problem with Abels is that they can keep the commandments on the outside, but inside, they and we are all more like Cains. Everyone covets and lusts after that which is pleasing to the eye, especially those things which are forbidden for us to touch. Coveting and lusting after is sin. Even Abel died a sinner. If not, then he would not have died. Thank God, then, that Christmas is for the Cains, since there is a little Cain in everyone. Jesus Christ came into the world to save all who are Cain-like. He didn't come for the righteous by works and human merit, but for the poor in spirit, whose trust is in God alone. God makes righteous the poor and raises up those who believe in His power and His love to forgive. Those who believe in God's true firstborn Son and His work on the cross. We may not be murderers outwardly, but we often act like the first and only borns, and we think we deserve more than we get, when inside we are no different than Cain. Pogo once said it right. We have seen the enemy, and it is us. When Cain killed Abel, he proved himself to be an enemy of God. But when God sent His Son, Jesus, to be the firstborn, God proved Himself to be our friend and the one who would take us out of enemy territory to live as allies and citizens of a better nation, one that is free from sin, death, and devil. Christmas means freedom for every Cain's enslavement to sin. Now, Cain was the firstborn of Eve. Jesus was the firstborn of Mary. Cain ushered in the sin of murder and death, which was inherited from his parents. But God ushered in life and immortality by the virgin birth and innocent death of Jesus, who inherited righteousness from his Father. Jesus didn't die with Abel's on his right and his left. He died with Cain's, a murderer and a thief. He even promised God's righteousness to one of them, saying, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Christmas is definitely for the Cains. So Merry Christmas, Cains. God forgives you. And Merry Christmas, Abel. God in Christ Jesus was born this day to forgive your sins too. Repent and believe. The King has come, and He is the firstborn of firstborns, begotten before all worlds. He was born to give us second birth through our baptism. In Luke 2, verse 7, it said, "And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger." It was Mary's firstborn, fully human. In the fullness of Scripture, it is clear that Jesus is also God's firstborn from all eternity. In Colossians 1, verse 29, it says, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation." And from Romans 8, 29, "For those who He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers." And from Hebrews 1, verse 6, "And again, when He brings the firstborn into the world, He says, 'Let all God's angels worship Him.'" And from Revelation 1, verse 5, "And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of earth, to Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood." The marvel of Christmas is that this firstborn of Mary is Emmanuel, which means God with us. And at Christmas time, we marvel how God looks, acts, smells, and coos as an infant in lowliness where we can meet Him. Down in front is God wrapped up in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. He is the firstborn of all creation, the first and the last. Angels and men must worship and adore. God is with us sinners. Heaven is open. Merry Christmas, Cains. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith. In Christ Jesus. Amen.